Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being stuck in the 1980s.
Well, I don't know how I feel about that intro.
Really, really didn't care how you feel about it.
What?
I really don't.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you were confused by that, you're in the wrong show.
I'll be seeing you.
Peace! Peace!
Peace out!
Take your Rubik's Cube and get the stepping, stupid.
Me and my inside out with the sleeves cut off sweatshirt will be going then.
What?
And my hair in a scrunchie on one side.
That's 90s.
One side ponytail. No, that stuff's 80s. I lived through that period. I know what I'm talking about.
Barely. You barely lived through
it. I did. I remember when MTV first came on our televisions, and other cable companies, I suppose, were offering it first. Mm-hmm. And when we first got it, I was so excited, and I loved those VJs. I thought that they were fun.
Did you like yourself a little Adam Kerr?
No, he was not.
A little Martha Stewart?
I thought Martha Stewart was cute, and I liked her. Yeah, I liked her personality.
That black guy who's nobody can remember his name?
J.J. Jackson.
Oh, well, of course it was Jackson. It was the 80s. Every black guy was Jackson. Back when a Jackson could be a Jackson, be a black Jackson.
Before they started getting white. When you got a Jackson, you knew what kind of Jackson you were going to get.
When a Jackson was a Jackson.
That's right. And no, he had been a big DJ, I think in Chicago or Detroit.
They were all big DJs at one
point. Yeah, and I mean, except for Martha Stewart, who was the noob, who had not done that kind of work, I think. But the others had all been DJs, and they're just like, they got the ones that looked at least, you know, if not cute, humanoid.
What? All right, let me get through this. I don't know what you're babbling about. If not cute, humanoid. What are you talking about? Anyway, the number to call in, should you choose, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. That is only when we are live on Tuesday nights. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live on the top of the homepage. Or if you're listening to one of our tremendous affiliates, simply open up a new window so you're in your affiliate, whichever great radio station you listen to. You open up a new window in your browser, you type in Davin, D-A-V-I-N, comedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go, and now you are listening on whatever station you were listening, and you're in our chat room, because that's the only chat room we pay attention to. I know some of these other stations have chat rooms, but we only have so many eyes and so many fingers, and we can't put them everywhere as much as we'd like to.
Well, we would like to put our fingers in lots of places, but sure. The eyeballs, well, you know, when you have two each, limited.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're here. I'm Davin Rosenblatt, the chick. That's Pip Helix.
Hi.
Joe Curry is battling traffic.
Yes, he will be.
Probably take a picture of a shrub along the way. Maybe play with a shark, but he should be here in a little bit.
Maybe he'll see a rainbow or something. The weather's weird. It's just the right
kind. The
weather's
weird?
It's just the right kind of weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but okay. It's rainbow weather?
It's a little gay out.
It's rainbow weather.
There could be unicorns prancing up the sides of the New York Thruway.
There's an 80% chance of homosexuality.
In the den.
Sure. There's rainbows everywhere. Now get your tight pants and go.
Sheru wonders if Joe's auditioning for the Muppet Show.
Why would he audition?
You know what? He is animated like that. I can't picture
what,
Joe.
He's got somebody's hand up his ass?
Wow. No, you know what? I don't think Joe would be the guy that would enjoy that.
Turnabout's fair play, huh, Prince?
Oh, man, you joined the show early today.
He's not dealing with it. Comes early.
Well, hi, Jusok. How's it going this week?
Hi, Pip.
I can't believe I just said that. How's it going? I asked a question. One of the questions you don't want to know the answers to. I asked a Jusok how his week was going.
It's hit or miss.
You can only imagine what your life is like, poor little Sock.
Well, it's all right. You know, sometimes I get myself in sticky situations. But I can only do what a sock can do.
Oh, God. Trucker Tom says that Joe is dodging Walmart semis. You know,
we were talking about you and your people last night, Trucker Tom.
We were.
You and your people are menaces to society. And then this stupid guy, that's a reference to the trucker that hit Tracy Morgan and Artie Fuqua and Jimmy Mack comic.
Unbelievable.
And so the guy put out a tweet, like, before he happened. The trucker put out a tweet, like, basically, it's like...
He's tweeting while he's driving.
No. But, like, basically, it's my road, stay out of the way or you'll get hit.
Oh, shit.
Oops.
Oops. Yes, you will. Well, he's a no-nonsense tweeter, isn't he?
Well, you know, he's prophetic.
Well, he was up for 24 hours straight. Isn't that what I read?
I don't know what you read. I wasn't sitting on your lap when you were reading it.
Oh, come on. You can tell the listeners.
I was sitting on your lap while you were reading it.
Yeah, and you're heavy.
Yeah, somebody needs a Fat Horse Challenge.
No, that's my bad knee, you know? No. Yeah,
well, you were bouncing me.
I know. I like that.
Sure you do. So, anyway, we got a fun show for you tonight.
We're going to try.
Well, tonight's show, we'll have our annual Worst Fathers of the Year countdown.
Yes.
A battle. Pip is feeling good about it.
I am feeling good about the badness. I will be dealing with some of the year's heaviest cretins, the worst possible humans. And I'm not talking about Joe and Davin this time. I'm talking about fathers of the year that suck.
You could be talking about me. I did procreate.
You did, but you are not one of these fathers.
I have to try harder. Anything for press.
You know what? Go up and beat that child, and then we'll talk.
That just seems ordinary when you look at these dads.
I know it does.
It's going to take more than that.
That's such bush league stuff. There are some horrible human beings we'll be discussing tonight.
Yes, yeah, so I'm sure you want to stay tuned for that.
You want to hear the fireworks.
And as usual, we will have insane arguments as to why our father is the worst father. So we will take completely terrible people, lampoon them, and actually be their advocate.
Yes, yes. Yeah, my guy's more terrible than yours, and let me tell you why.
Exactly.
I want to win.
Exactly. And then I will pick apart yours, as I always do, and say, even though, and you know, they are doing heinous acts, but I will say, really not so bad.
And he says horrible things in their defense. It's just the weirdest conversation.
But it works.
Here.
I don't lose. I don't lose this. I've never lost this.
No, you don't lose.
We do this a lot.
Yeah, but that's because you will argue a point to the absurd end.
Well, that's the point.
I know.
That's the point.
And you just wear me and Joe down.
Well, you guys don't have the stamina.
That's it. We're tired.
Neither do I.
We're older than you. We get tired.
No, but that's the point. Anybody can, like, pull up stories off the internet and find terrible stories.
Yes, that's right.
That's the point. You got to turn the humor in it. Although, the wife did not see the humor in my number one candidate, didn't I? A little point of arguing.
But wait, you were pre-gaming?
No, I just because it's what my number one candidate
is
so human. I couldn't so inhuman. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, see, you're already trying to defend him. So human, you said.
Yes, look at me. I'm off my game.
It depends on what your theory is of what human nature is at its. Its underpinnings. Are we basically good or are we basically evil? How you justify these people's behavior? If you're saying, I think that people are basically evil, and here's my example. Depends.
I think you're reading too much into the bit.
What do you think?
So what do I think about what?
People are good, basically good or basically evil.
Depends who they are.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's people who have a track record of doing good things.
Right.
But sometimes they do bad things, and then there's people that have a track record of doing horrible things, and occasionally they do something nice.
Okay.
Are you asking me to speak for all of humankind?
Yeah, I'm just saying human beings in their nature.
Human beings in their nature, if they can get away with stuff, they will.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's good people amongst us that won't.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that's why you needed like 10 commandments, because, you know, if you believe in that, even if you don't believe in that, somebody knew, go, these people, they're going to covet the neighbor's wife. You should write that down somewhere.
But don't you think that people are capable of morally adjusting or correcting themselves by themselves without rules? Like rules from on high?
No, but you just need rules. So society sets rules. So you either do it because of God or because of society.
That's true. Or your family.
Listen, if it was okay to bang a neighbor's wife, we wouldn't be doing a show right now. We'd be banging neighbors' wives.
I sure would be.
So, you know what? Really, you should thank society that we're doing this for you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I hope you appreciate what society's done for you. Or to you.
To you. Ah, see, Lisa agrees with me. She says that you argue it ad nauseum.
I don't give a shit what she thinks. At what point did any of you people... Listen, I just need you in the den pen, if it's up for grabs, to side with me. And you usually do, because I make a good argument. And you know what, Lisa? In my defense, in the past couple of times, Joe and Pip have had the same stories. Yeah. So I've been having a deal to fight two on one.
Yeah, it was like the two heads of Cerberus. We were just like, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, so I got to fight harder.
Lisa says, yes, the good ones walk amongst us. We try to stamp that out.
Well, you're at the right place for that.
Good girl. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll be your cheerleaders for that.
Sure. Also, an interesting move by a former Match.com class action plaintiff, Juliana Vallis.
Mm-hmm.
I'll report on what she's been up to.
Oh, okay. That's coming later in the show.
That's coming later in the show. And I also will tell you what you should know about safety, security, and precautions from a banking expert who that's what he does for a living, like one of the top banks in the United States. I did some Q&A with him, so I got some good stuff. Because I know with the Ann Jackson stuff, which we're not going to do tonight, but we've been dealing with a lot of banking issues.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that listen to the show, they wire things to the banks and everything, and they give out information. So you want to know what can be done if you make that mistake, what you should be looking out for. So,
and what of the things that she's been told, the things that she's been passing on to Davin, make sense and what things sound ludicrous? I hope that some of that will...
There is some of that, but you got to remember, you know, and we'll get to it, but, you know, there's different countries and different banks have different rules, so there's not really uniform.
Right, of course.
It's not really unis. And, of course, last week... The crew here, the folks in the den pen, a little confused by my girl,
yeah.
my darling Belinda. Some reasoned that perhaps she was not who she claimed to be,
mm-hmm.
that perhaps she was being written by somebody else.
Yeah.
Some reasoned that maybe she was getting ready to dump me.
Yes.
Nobody was really happy with Belinda last week.
No, there were some confusing mixed signals there. I think that we all, when we're listening to this, I mean, you're listening with one ear towards, you know, what crazy thing are you saying? What is she saying back? But you're also listening, if you can personalize it and say, now, if this was my somebody that I believed loved me and they were talking to me like this, what would I think is going on in our relationship? You know, so there are multiple levels on which you can play this game. And when how will you play the game at home?
And I've certainly dabbled among a lot of them.
Oh, my God. You know what? I cannot stay on one end of what's going on with this relationship. I'm waffling like Aunt Jemima here. I don't know what's going on.
Well, the beautiful thing about what we're putting on iHeartRadio for our – because we have two channels. We have this show and then we have the scammer clips. And what we put on iHeartRadio for our American listeners and what's on our homepage, on the davinsden.com page, is we're actually putting the highlights from scammer clips. And we're going back in time. So right now, Joe's doing all the editing for that. And he's going back to like October of 2012. That's how long, you know, I've been dealing with Belinda. She was Agnes at the time and everything. And you forget some of the shenanigans.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, like, at one point, remember, I was going through a divorce, and I had to get rid of my old attorney, so I had a new attorney. And I went in, and the receptionist was making advances towards me. And
yes,
Agnes at the time did not like this and everything. So I go, well, too bad you're not here. Maybe I should get a blow-up doll. And she goes, that's a good idea. I'm like, well, should I just put a picture of your face on it? She goes, yeah. And she was dead serious.
Oh.
Yeah, the blow-up doll defense.
Do you know, I was watching this TV show a while ago, and it was about the crazy wives of rockers.
Oh, yeah, that's been on, yeah.
Yeah, and it was this one. She looks like she's just all siliconed, plastic surgeried out, and she looks like a giant blow-up doll herself. She had not a blow-up doll, but one of those fake pleasure dolls made.
Who's that, Coco?
No, not Coco.
Oh, that's not Coco, because she looks like one of them.
She does, kind of. Yeah, but in the same, but even, but Coco looks a little less trashy than this chick I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, you want a classy rock chick.
Yes, and she's just blonde and like all, you know, bang, and I've got my hands around the boobs, and bang, big ass.
Sounds terrible.
Tiny waist, but like lots of makeup on and everything, and, you know, totters around on the high heels when she's walking her little tiny dogs, you know, that kind of woman. She had the fake pleasure doll made to look just like herself, and she special delivered it to her husband, who was on tour, to like show up at the hotel.
Yeah, I vaguely remember
this. And then he didn't get it, but the package was eventually delivered to her house, and it had obviously been cracked open, and the doll was like covered in sand, and God only knows what happened to this doll.
But here's the thing: the whole purpose of a pleasure doll. Whole purpose of a pleasure doll is to bang somebody who's not the person you're with, or
you
need to bang
fantasy,
or you can't get a real person.
You don't need a
pleasure doll of the Tang you can get on a regular basis.
Really?
He's a rock star. He can get whatever Tang he wants.
You know what? I thought that was really, I mean,
Tang, it's not just for astronauts.
Or rock stars.
No.
No. If you can afford it, everybody can have Tang.
Sure.
At every meal. But the weird thing is that I thought the same thing. First of all, how full of yourself that you had a doll made in your own image.
Oh, there's a bunch of me floating around. You know, that's where we're going to start giving away to contest winners.
Is that what's in that closet
that's
over there?
I had half a dozen of them made. It's what we're going to start giving to the winners. I know Trucker Tom's looking forward to that since he wins every contest.
Yeah, absolutely. he was bragging about, oh, yeah, I win contests all the time.
I know Tom's waiting for Gay Named That Orgasm so he can get a blow-up doll of me. I know. We try to deliver what the fans want.
It's an awesome gift.
Sure.
I like that cherry red mouth that you had done on it, too.
Well, you know.
A little suggestive.
I do that because I like cherry ices. Cherry Italian ices.
Is that
ices.
What it is?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
Anyway. Back to the show.
I'm feeling rather homosexual, man.
Because there's 80% of homosexuality.
That's
out.
What it is.
Look, there's a rainbow.
A unicorn.
Sure.
And some butterflies.
So a couple weeks ago, I'm doing a show, and I have a joke where I talk about my radar detector.
Oh yeah.
And somebody shouts out in the audience, "That's so 80s.
What?
That was my response. Like, when the hell did beating the system become out of style?
Really? I mean, it's not like you said that you had a ham radio.
No.
Or a CB radio in your car or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's old technology that makes no sense.
We got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? You don't remember that song?
No.
Oh, it was, I mean, that's way old, but that's when they had CB radios. And it was a song about how people talking on their CBs, particularly truckers. See, I'm pandering to Trucker Tom.
Well, he is he's the man.
But that was a big song. Anyway,
what's the song? What's it called?
Convoy.
Let me see if I can find.
We got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? I don't remember all the words. Convoy.
Clearly.
Well, I mean, it's not one that we used to sing around the campfires.
Right,
it was.
Let's see if I can find this. It's going to be very low because the YouTube does not work the way it used to.
Yeah, I know. It's a little bitch
so,
now.
So put your ears up to the speakers, kids. Convoy.
Whoop, not it was Google. In the 70s, I think. Had to be.
Convoy Junior, Convoy Song.
Convoy Song.
Here we go. 1978 movie theme song.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I was 4. Why don't I remember that? All right, I'm going to crank this up.
All right.
Let's see if this comes through. It's going to be very low.
That's it.
All right, I'm annoyed.
I'm annoyed.
Really?
Yeah. Well, people used to talk on CB radios.
I know. They
not only
to...
in trucks, but at home.
Well, when you don't want to talk to the wife. Breaker, breaker.
I didn't have one at the time.
Breaker, breaker. Is dinner ready? Over. Over, sweaty pig.
This is Betty Crocker. Betty Crocker. 10-4.
Roger.
Tom was like, oh, I hate this song and movie.
All right.
Oh, look what you did, Tom. You turned it right back on when you said that. You're so mean.
Davin's Den, the only show that actively alienates its fans.
Punishes them with what they loathe the most.
Sure, like their show.
Yeah, I know.
But I couldn't believe... That, like, I was, I'm like, what are you, the type of the person that won't use coupons even if you have them? I'm not saying to actively search for coupons because some people don't want to be bothered.
Right.
But if there's a sale, you're like, I'll wait till next week and pay full price.
No, if they throw it right in your face, hey, I'm getting a free turkey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was thrown by this.
Trucker Tom says, you dick.
Are you new? Are you new? If you give us weapons against you, do you not think I won't use them?
Lisa says the new punishment song.
No, it's not real. I don't know. I don't think it's a vowel.
No.
Bad.
No, it doesn't punish everybody. No, it just punishes Tom.
It's you know what? I might have to download this for Tom. A Tom specific punishment song. See, Tom, that's how much you rate.
I know. Look at this. Your own punishment song.
So if I were you, I would not talk so much trash about the Yankees.
Oh, no. Great. Now I'm going to have to read a million Jeter slurs. Thanks.
Yeah, but
thanks.
Then, in the coming weeks, we'll have this at our disposal.
This is true.
So Tom will have we kept in line. You will do what we want you to do!
Or you will join the convoy again!
Yes. Where's the song? Where's that music?
Oh, no.
I recently that she so funny.
Oh, Lisa says, no, it punishes me, too.
At the end and that's how we run things.
There you go. You will comply.
We're not only dressed in sharp uniforms, we crack the whip. The convoys. Well, at least that now had a benefit.
I know. Well, I
you found something our listeners to test.
I know.
Good for you, Pip Helix.
Thank you.
We just thought it was the rest of the show, but you found something else they hate.
No, they usually hate all my comments, too, but I found something else.
Now they like your comments. They love your comments.
Suckers.
Sure.
So I don't understand why that is so 80s.
That's what I was bringing. That's why I bring. I don't understand. I mean, I know they were. I guess maybe like they started really becoming popular in the 80s.
Yes.
And you don't see them as much, but you still see them.
Yeah, you sure?
I bet Trucker Tom has a radar detector. Why would you not?
I'm sure a bunch of people still do. Maybe do they put them in cars? Do they come pre-installed in any cars?
I don't know. I bought mine for like $250, and I've never gotten a ticket since I've had it, so it pays for itself.
I know. That thing is so bizarre. We've talked about that. Caveman.
Yeah, because it's telling all the different channels in.
Yeah.
You know, the difference with my technology is because we went on a little bit of a road trip last night. We're going to be doing a road show in Pennsylvania or New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe, Pip, and myself went with Diva Donnie to check out a place in Pennsylvania. So I took them in my car. And Joe, it was getting late in the night, and Joe was, he was making Siri on his iPhone say dirty things.
Poor Siri was put through the ringer. I thought it was funny.
Where can I find boobs? You know, that's the thing that Joe's asking Siri. Siri, where can I find boobs? And, Siri's like, if I could blush, I would.
Yes, she actually said a couple of things like that, which was hilarious. I don't know what that means.
Meanwhile, my radar detector and GPS were getting a little noise. Like, let's stick to the business here. Let's get everybody home safely and correctly, and stupid Siri and Joe are just ruining things.
Siri and the chick who does the directions were battling it out.
Well, no, because it's a business GPS.
What do you mean it's a business GPS?
Doesn't have time for nonsense like that.
Oh, I see. She is all business. She was just searching for the correct routes. She was not looking for boobs.
Yeah.
I know.
Trying to get home. Joe needed to focus.
Home.
Really?
Oh, home. Okay.
Really?
No, I was confused by the multitudes of directions that were going on in the front.
I understand that. So I started riffing. Like, well, what do you think? Like, what do you think they're saying? Like, oh, there's a Smokey behind you. And then it just, like, starts talking to, like, Bo and Luke Duke. Just a good old boy. That's how you know there's somebody behind you. Never meaning no harm. You never heard that?
No.
The Dukes of Hazzard theme song is a very good theme song.
Oh, God. I think that's how you could punish me.
No, it's great. It's Waylon Jennings.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh, Waylon Jennings, he's okay. He gets a pass. There's a lot of country music that I can't bear, particularly the stuff that my neighbor plays on Saturday afternoons when he's out there waxing whatever.
His thighs.
I don't know what he's doing. And I'm like, I want to yell, get an MP3 player. Get some earbuds.
Oh, he's blasting for the neighborhood?
Yeah, the neighborhood doesn't need
like
to hear
like
that.
Like he's like a 17-year-old who just got his license?
Yeah, the neighborhood doesn't need to hear that new country. We're in New York, damn it! Ugh!
Yeah, but you go a little further north in New York, that they play that crap.
I know.
I know!
I know!
Stupid country.
Horrible, horrible.
Stupid country.
Can't stomach it.
Stupid people listening to stuff that Pip Helix doesn't like.
That's right. You know what, though? I should be able to enjoy the back 40 of the Helix plantation without having to listen to this music.
I know. The slaves are just trying to pick some cotton back there. They got this stuff. It brings back bad memories.
They have their own spirituals to sing. They don't have to listen to that nonsense.
It's almost like they're being punished. You really do treat the slaves badly by making them listen to that. Now, did you ask them while they were picking cotton, did they get whipped for this, if they actually take some of the cotton and put it in their ears while this country music is playing? Or are you such a taskmaster, slave master, that you don't even allow that?
They can't do that because it shows up against their ear skin color so brightly that they're going to get nabbed.
Pip Helix, the most racist person on Davin's Den.
You started it.
No, you're the one who mentioned Plantation.
Yeah, but that's just a
Yeah, that's just where slaves worked. Yeah, kind of is. Kind of is. That's why
it's a property name.
No, yeah, where slaves worked.
Well, I'm saying the back.
No. Compounds are where lunatics live. Plantations are where slaves used to live.
Okay.
See, those were your choices.
Oh, well.
Compounds are like where you hole up when the fuzz is going to get you, when you have your armament, or when the end of the world is coming. You go to your compounds. Plantations are where, like, well, you know, black folk need to work too.
I wasn't going there with it, but.
Well, what else is a plantation?
Well, it's a big farm in the South. The
where slaves worked.
No, but I'm thinking like Southern music, country music.
Where slaves were. We had a.
Okay, they did work there.
We had a little war over. It was called the Civil War.
But that's not where I was going with it.
Men died. Men have died.
Men have died. Cut was picked. Men have died.
But why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you just say your home or your farm? You were being racist.
No.
You know what?
I was being racist when I said the thing about the cotton being a different color than the ears.
So
then,
you admit it. All right. You admit
then
you,
I went into racism.
Fine. So you admit you were being racist.
You baited me.
I didn't bait you.
Oh, yes, you did.
I can barely bait myself. I know.
Go away. Baiting.
No, that was all you. You're racist. You're the Donald Sterling of the den.
Oh, my God. Horrible comparison.
Why is that a horrible comparison?
Oh, God. Now I'm seeing racist stuff from Trucker Tom.
Like,
oh, okay.
Like it takes us to bring that out. Whatever.
Lisa says, not racist. Hate everyone equally. Oh, great.
Now that I agree with. That's some hate I can support.
Yeah, they're okay. Things are degenerating in the den. Maybe we should move along.
Oh, this will be interesting. I might as well share this with the folks.
Okay.
I mentioned this to you yesterday. There's a chance on Monday night in the future there's going to be a new show coming to Davin's Den.
Oh, really?
Broadcast right out of this house.
Right.
It's going to be my daughter's Chabad rabbi. He might be doing a 1-hour show on Monday nights.
That's
like,
actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I just can't wait for his people in the chat to see what our people leave in the chat.
Because
that's going to be a culture shock.
You know what? I think I'm just going to have to type a whole bunch of nonsense to have a page worth of just like, look, kittens and whiskers and butterflies, so they don't see
squirrel.
The horrible things that we talk about.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting.
Lisa's like, now we're degenerates. I love it.
Well, like you needed us.
Yeah, you know. I call them like I see them, and I'm seeing it right here.
And you see them as all black and beneath you. That's the problem.
I do.
They're... You and your plantation.
Yes.
It's wrong.
Yes, I'm
sorry. You dote on your cats, but you treat your slaves poorly.
That's true. I do have an opposite...
Now, do you get yourself some good old-fashioned slave loving like your Thomas Jefferson?
You know what? I don't like to talk about it if Mr. Helix might be hearing it, but yes.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. You're using a fake name. He doesn't know who you are.
Tom. Tom already called. He said, Pip's a J.J. Jackson girl.
J.J. Oh, the MTV guy?
Yeah.
Ah.
Of the group. I don't know. I mean, the guys were kind of, there was the guy that looked like Epstein on Welcome Back, Kotter.
No, that was his name. He didn't look like Epstein.
His name was Epstein?
On the show. Juan Epstein.
Juan Epstein, yeah.
And then there was the black guy who was Washington.
No. I mean, the guy that looked like Juan Epstein, who was the VJ. He had that hair.
What was the term you used yesterday for kinky hair in the car?
It was Jufro.
Yeah, you're an anti-Semite, too.
I'm not an anti-Semite.
You're an anti-Semite. Samsonite.
The only people... You know where I learned that term? Jews.
I know.
Taught me that for
You tried to blend, and then your racist anti-Semitic tendencies revealed themselves. I'm telling you, Pip, we cannot allow this to go on. It's disturbing.
I didn't realize that Jews would take offense to something they made up.
How do you know that? Were you there? What?
I was there.
Did Moses come down from the Mount Sinai with the 11th commandment? And by the way, we're going to need some relaxer.
And that broke on the stairs on the way down, just like it did in the Mel Brooks movie, because he knows these things. And so the thing is, and that's where the moment that God smote the Jewish people with Jufros.
Well, you know, realistically, that was Africa, so those people were probably black.
What? You think so?
Yeah, I don't think there's white Jews running around with, like, glasses and pocket protectors back in the day. Not like your current version of Jews.
I thought they were sort of brownish, not African-American. They were, like,
brownish
folks. Well,
no, they couldn't be African-American because there was no America!
Well, I know.
I know, to you they're all
the
same.
What did you say?
I said they were black.
Black. Oh, okay.
That's a color.
Yeah, I know. I thought they were kind of brown.
I wasn't there, but I'm assuming they were a lot darker than your current Jews.
Well, you know, I remember seeing some stuff on TV where anthropologists talked about it and are like, oh, this is really nice with the light blondish brown hair and blue-eyed Jesus. It's like, Dad, those people weren't there. That's not what he looked like.
That's the Jesus in your mind, though.
No, I don't have one in my mind.
You don't have a Jesus in your mind?
I do not. He would not feel welcome up in there.
I'm sure he would.
No, he wouldn't. He knows better.
He knows. Stay out of there, Jesus. It's not for you.
Yeah, no, he knows where the dangerous spots are.
He's an all-knowing Lord.
Well, yes. He supposedly is omniscient, and he took one look at that brain, and he said, oh, I don't want anything to do with that.
I want nothing to do with your brain. Perverse, and you're a racist.
Yes.
Yes.
If you say so.
I think we all agree.
Okay.
All right, should we do a little curmudgeonly philosophy?
Sure.
I haven't done that in a while.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon philosophy with Pip Helix.
All right, Pip, what's your curmudgeonly philosophy? Hello, Joe.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
We're good.
Hello.
If you have close by neighbors, something undesirable of theirs is going to come into your yard.
But what do you consider undesirable? Like a tennis ball? Or like stained underwear?
There.
Or evidence? What is undesirable?
Their dog peeing on your...
their dog.
Pooping in your yard.
But do you have a fence?
No.
Well, then whose fault is that?
Fences make good neighbors.
Sure. They do.
Sure.
And
Game
profits.
Game Joe is a formative year.
Poison ivy.
So that's the neighbor's fault, too.
Yes.
Why?
It's not their fault. I'm just saying.
Can't your slaves,
you
don't your slaves
people?
Get rid of the poison ivy? She's slaves. She's a racist. We've established this. Her plantation.
I want the poison ivy removed. Yes, Miss Pip, we move that right now, but we're going to be itching and scratching because of you.
Oh,
so you've been
there. Are you kidding? He's my best worker.
Let me get around all that clutter. Move the clutter and we'll get to the poison ivy.
So that's obviously not one of the house slaves.
No,
that's doing that type of work.
No, he's a field worker. Look at how big and sturdy he is. He's a field worker.
That's right. I got fine teeth, too. Fight through the poison ivy.
Fighting
get right
through.
To the root of the problem.
Holy crap. Well, fighting through
this
the poison.
What she does. She's a racist.
The country music screaming across the border at me. Yes.
Screaming across the border?
Yes. I was talking
about plantation, Joe.
I got you.
My neighbor plays country music on Saturdays.
Mr. Pip, they playing Willie Nelson again. Always on my mind.
No, it's new country.
Oh, new country's not that bad.
Oh, God.
Really? New country's more rockin' and rock.
Hey, listen, if there was no new country, there'd be no God or Lover.
I know, but it's all
there
that...
you go. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Exactly. or it doesn't really feed you, but teases you.
Yeah,
it is bad pop music with twangy lyrics.
No, I like Shania Twain.
Shania Twain, I'll make an exception for.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of new country.
They don't play it on this station, apparently. They don't play it on that station, apparently. Yeah. It's bad. It's really bad.
Pips, boundary line. My voice is coming through. Got a whole new band this week.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, listen, yeah, if you have neighbors, but I don't think that makes them bad neighbors.
I didn't say bad neighbors.
But yeah,
I
that's
said
what...
if you have close by neighbors, eventually something undesirable there
it
is coming into your yard.
Because, you know, it could be worse. Like when you live in an apartment building, you have people on top of you. And sometimes the floods come down. So that's coming into your bedroom.
Yeah.
So it could be a lot worse. So stop your bitching.
Oh, Elisa suggests that I play disco at 4 a.m. No, no. I like some of my neighbors. I want to have it only directed
face
this
the speaker
one.
In their direction then.
I should just put it at the rock wall at the end and just face it into their yard.
Get one of your slaves to do it. They got to wake up early.
Yeah.
Really early.
I will survive. I'm Mr. Pip. A little funkadelic. Me and the boys got our outfits on. We'll do some village people. We're going to YMCA their ass on up 3 o'clock in the morning.
See, actually, and they're loyal slaves. They don't mind, right?
Actually, if you did some
loyal slaves.
Look what they'll do for Pip.
Some Parliament would have been cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm dressed like Punk Parliament, Funk Parliament.
I mean, we joke.
Those guys.
P-Funk.
I mean, we joke that she's a racist. I mean, we make those jokes. But in all honesty and fairness, she's a good master.
Yeah. She's
mistress.
Fair.
Mistress. I'm very good to the house.
What's the word? What's the word you were looking for?
Slave.
That's not what you were choking over.
No, I was going to say servant.
I think it was a bigger word.
A bigger word?
Yeah, it was like a bigger word.
Like what?
I don't know. I think you could figure it out.
No, I actually could not think of the word that you would use for somebody that's like inside versus like, I said the field hands, but then I was like, who works in the house?
Yeah, throwing them right at you, girl. They're going over your head.
Oh.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round.
I wasn't going to say that.
You most certainly were.
No, I was not.
You're the most racist person on this show. Really? You certainly were.
Are you agreeing with him?
No, I was surprised.
Well, we've established this before that she's a racist.
Yeah, okay.
What?
I said, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Everybody has their points and charms. That's yours. You're an anti-Samsonite and a racist. It's fine.
And you know what? I don't like that luggage, and I never will.
That's fine. You're a terrible human being. It's fine. You fit right in. I mean, I don't share the same values that you have, but it's fine.
About country music?
About anything.
Yeah.
You're a terrible human being. All right, Joe, what's going on in your world?
Okay.
Well, first of all, I want to apologize to Donnie, because I didn't formally say goodbye to him last night, so I was too busy running to get my cigarettes.
So you thought you'd do it on the air now instead of, like, maybe sending him a message?
Or... I didn't have time to send a message.
But you wanted to waste my time with this?
Go
on, Joe.
That's all I said. That's all I said. But it was fun this past Thursday, the band played. And sometimes as a comic, you have a when you're a comic, you're trained to react to things some ways that a normal person wouldn't.
Normal.
Oh.
And when we played with a couple of bands that some of the guys were in Kiss bands, bands with Kiss, some bands with Ace Frehley and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of over-the-top rock.
Okay.
Rock!
So the band after us goes up, and they're okay. They're good, you know. And the guitar player was this really flashy guitar player.
Are you going to give us any names to make this interesting? I mean, we need a little bit of... They're not listening. Okay. They don't like racists, so they don't listen to this show.
I think the guitar player was Richie Rano, I think the guy's name was. I forgot the name of his band.
Wait, who was he with Ace? Or?
I think he played with Ace.
Okay, one of the Frehley's comments or something?
Yeah, one of the Frehley's comments.
Okay.
So he's up there, he's a little, and he's got his wireless guitar, and he's playing his wireless guitar all around the place. And it wasn't that crowded, to tell you the truth. And he's
he was actually going all around
he
the place.
He was going
place.
All yes. around the place.
He's
know?
In the back, he's cooking up chicken
was,
wings.
Oh, there was hardly anybody for us there when we started, so I told the guy videoing, I said, like, get a lot of crowd shots.
Yeah. So you're not amused with him doing his
not at all
and his Eddie Van Halen impression,
and he's walking around and no, like in front of people. People are taking...
Was he doing the thing where you kick out the front leg? And
yeah,
you hop
was he? Not that, but he was like doing all the guitar trickery. And
I remember in the '90s, I saw the Scorpions. Not to interrupt, but just briefly.
Oh right,
I saw the Scorpions, and this is like the mid '90s and everything. And they had all their guitarists out front doing the thing, going back and forth like they did in the '80s, and like back in the mid '90s, we were going really.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sitting there, and I'm watching them.
You're the wrong guy to be sitting there for this.
I know. I know.
If only I was there to hear the snark.
Oh, God. So he's walking. And people are taking pictures, and he's like, and he's really getting it. No.
So people are enjoying it.
People are enjoying it, okay?
So you can't relate.
No. And I'm at the
And I don't understand this. He's performing, and people are enjoying themselves. This sucks.
Because the problem with me is, number one, I'm a comic. Number two is that all the years I was in Rotgut, we were so anti that, and have had a lot of... And
you wear a dress and go into the crowd with a cowbell. Really? You're not much of a showman, are you?
Well,
really? Laid back? Sedate? Is that where Rotgut was? I'm sorry. When did that happen? I thought you guys were outrageous. You were as racist as her in your big CD with your black face. You were trying to get noticed, too. It's not like you were up there in the corner looking down at your feet playing your guitar.
You're right, but... And it was a tambourine I used to run around with.
By the way, Johnny Race is in the den.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Oh, all right.
How dare you speak that way about Mr. Frehley's band?
He's going to get pissed off.
He said the Ace Frehley band with Ace, Richie Scarlett, Carl Cochran, and
boy.
Budgie Werner.
I just want to say to my friend Johnny Race, rock and roll.
And he's and he just said, rock and roll, Pip.
Rock and roll, Johnny Race.
Rock and roll.
Don't make fun of his heroes. You got to take him to Mandy's and buy him a new blouse.
He's going to chew the shit out of me later.
As well he should.
But anyway.
You're ruining his heroes.
So the guy, I'm sitting by the bar. He's like, no.
I can just see you. This guy's playing his heart out, and you with a puss on your face.
He's just like sucking back a beer going,
Number one, like I said, last week I was in a severe depression.
You weren't the cheery self that you usually are.
I mean, dude, very bad. Very, very bad. Like, suicidal bad. Very, very bad.
Well, that's depressing.
Right. Wow. Very bad.
Should have sent him over one of your slave girls. Right.
Yes.
The only reason why you guys didn't see it, or the band really didn't see it, is I learned a good lesson last year. Well, whatever going on, when it comes to the things you love and you love doing, put it at the door. Leave it at the door.
No, I think the lesson you learned from last year is definitely repress everything. Just bury it down. Let it fester.
Let it fester, right? So anyway, we get, and it doesn't.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and it doesn't help when my bass player is telling me, "Guess who I called today? Guess who I called today?" And it's like, I don't know who you know who I call. So like, I'm not really in a great mood.
Yeah.
Okay?
So he called somebody that Joe wishes he didn't call.
Yes.
that's the best we can explain.
All I can tell you is the phone call was described as hot when I heard it.
Right. So so I'm sitting there, and the band played very well. We had a really good set. It was great. The band was really good. I
mean, rock and roll.
Yeah, the band, I mean, we had a good time. We're chipping away, man, you know, and it was
great. Got to knock
the
rust off.
Right, we knocked the rust off, so we had a good time. Don't get me wrong, we had a blast.
I'm still waiting for the new CD.
Right, so we're working on it. We got about 12 songs we're going to be starting to work on next week, right, John, on Monday? But anyway,
why don't you do your arranging of a practice on my show? That's now a good time.
Hold on a second. I need a haircut.
Why don't you just bring your assistant and set up shop, and Pip and I will go outside, and you do what you need to do.
Nancy, I need my bangs trimmed. Yeah.
But anyway, so no. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, really? You know, no. And I'm like, I hope he doesn't come near
me.
So he doesn't come near me. And I go, hope it doesn't come near me.
Joe's like the guy at the strip club who has no more singles and wants to avoid the stripper.
It's like, don't come over here. I got nothing.
So, can't I just drink my $8 beer in peace?
So he's going around to people. I go, I hope he doesn't come near me. Well, sure enough, no.
Apparently, he can't read body language.
So and what are you supposed to do? Stand there with a look of awe on your face?
Yeah, you had already gone on, so he knows you're a musician.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there, and it's like, you know, and people are taking pictures like of him playing by me. No. And I look at him, and I go, we get it. And
you
I
said that while he's playing?
Yeah.
You are a douche. By the way, awesome, but you are a douche. Can you imagine if you were doing, I mean, it's happened. You're doing your comedy
show.
Some
of your mustache. Go like that. It's bugging the shit out of me. There you go.
I'm sorry. No, but I mean, you do like your joke, one of your jokes, and like your big hit, and then he gets nothing. And somebody goes, we get it. I mean, that's what you did. He's doing
the
his
weekend.
Yes, and this is his weekend. This is what he lives for when he's not loading trucks at UPS. You know, he's a hero to dozens of people, and you just deflate him like the prick you are.
Johnny Ray says, rock and roll anon?
Rock and roll anon.
I don't know what that means. Did you know?
I think he's going into rehab.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to kick the rock and roll habits.
It'll never happen.
He'll be in McClinton. They'll be doing country next week.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no. And please, don't rehearse it in my neighbor's house.
But it's funny because...
So now what does he do? Well, does he hear you do this?
No, because he was playing it loud.
And you didn't say it loud enough for him to hear.
Well, I'd have to scream it.
What, did you want him to hear?
I wanted to see me mouth it going, we get it.
Oh, my God. And people, meanwhile, are taking pictures and you've got the sourpuss.
And I'm like, we get it.
You're a douche.
He's going to see a picture. Somebody's going, look at the picture I took of you. Where are you going? Niddle. And you have the look.
Do you think the other musicians are really riveted when you do your keyboard solo? No, they sit back politely and let you do your thing, you prick.
Well, sometimes they walk away, they take a leak, whatever. It's like a piss break accompaniment is essentially what I do.
Johnny Race has to take a leak. Joe, it's your turn.
Yeah, right. But I also did that when we were all in McClinton and we were opening up a firehouse in Boston, and they're singing Love of a Lifetime, and all these house frows are sitting there going, we love you, and I'm like on the side going, yeah. I walk away. But I'm sorry, John. I'll behave next time.
Why you got? If nobody heard it, you didn't get it.
Yeah, nobody got it. But we played.
What are you? You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't misbehave because you didn't hear it.
But we,
right?
No. Well,
Johnny mentions that he goes, we pee together.
Yes.
Who does?
The band. The band that pees together stays together, apparently.
You know, yes. Joe, we can listen to the best ofs as we're putting together this CD. And in your old band, we talked about what a bunch of homos you were. And it sounds like in your new band, it's the same thing. And there's two consistent members in both bands. You and Mr. Rock and Roll Race. And by the way, speaking about peeing together.
Uh-oh.
Joe and I are peeing yesterday.
Oh dear God.
And
really?
I'm peeing, and he's listening.
Because he's peeing like Secretariat. And it's like Secretariat in the next store.
I gotta take a piss. Let me use my hooves to flush.
What was it going?
Just because I don't have a swollen prostate and I can, but doesn't mean you have to be a jealous douche.
This guy starts peeing and it sounded like Niagara Falls in the next stall.
I didn't know I had an audience.
But I'm standing right now. Really? I'm going to hear like freaking gallons of water coming out and I'm not going to go, really?
Well, just because you can't get a good stream going.
Hey, I had a good urinal.
Wait a minute. You guys are like cock knocking because
no,
who has a better stream?
No, I'm not. Stupid homos listening. I told you. 80% chance of homosexuality, and then he walked.
Johnny Ray says homos are people too.
That's right.
Sure.
No, you had to pee. He's peeing like a racehorse, and I just
a Johnny racehorse.
No.
Funny. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, Wilbur.
Yeah, rock and roll.
But
tie me up outside Mandy's. Give me some sugar cubes,
but
and some tight leather pants. I know I'm a horse.
See, you got
of course.
He got the, you know, and it's like, I got the nice little urinal. I like the little urinals. I don't like the...
Because you're a little man.
I'm not a little man. But I got the nice urinal, and I have to hear Secretariat over here.
Hold on a second. I have to understand this. What's the difference in the urinals? Why the little one? Why is that preferable?
It's a handicap urinal.
And it's for the right guy.
Because it's lower?
Yeah, it's either handicap or a flyer has to go in. So it's like, you know, so it's...
It's so it's lower.
But I like it because the thing about the little urinal is there's no splashback because it's down there. It's down there. The uptight. Sometimes you go to a urinal like the hung that a giraffe was going to come in and use it.
You know what I'm going to do?
Smack
your
nuts on the side of the porcelain.
Why? Because Johnny's in the chat, not because of you, because you're a terrible human being. When we take our first music break, I'm going to play a little Race Odyssey.
Fortune and Fame, please.
Very nice.
I'll just put whenever you put together. Don't do fucking requests. You put together three clips.
We love Fortune, and I know Johnny loves Fortune.
I don't give a shit what you love. You should be happy I'm playing your music.
Mm. And I got to play somebody else that's very special to me, a song that I wrote about them this weekend.
Yes.
The wife?
No!
What a terrible reaction to that.
I know.
No.
What a terrible...
He leapt off his chair for
that.
It's
a song I wrote, Bridges, that I played. And I never
thought... Things That You Burn.
Yes. Yeah, but it was for somebody that I wrote it about that I never thought in a million years would ever hear it. And he actually got to hear it sitting right next to me, so it was really...
Pip. You wrote about that for Pip.
I know. I was touched.
He played it.
And I told him to keep his hands to himself.
No, that song would be called Stockroom.
Stockroom!
There's all the boxes and stuff like that. I'm in a stockroom with boxes and clutter and stuff.
Oh, all right.
It took a long time to get where I wanted it.
That was a slow-moving bit.
My, like a fucking glacier, let me tell you.
Listen,
that bit was going uphill.
Oh yeah,
I'm still in the urinal joking stuff here in the den.
Still in the urinal, are you? Joe's
yes,
in the barrel. You're in the urinal. I'll stay in my chair. Thanks.
Johnny Race wants to know about how about a courtesy flush? Trucker Tom says, just don't cross the streams.
Well, I was in a stall. I would have had to arc it.
Well, Tom also said that the low urinal is for the more endowed of us men. You know, the helmet draggers.
That's me.
No, helmet that's a knuckle dragger. You're confused.
Oh,
settle
God.
Down, Kong.
You guys are killing me.
Oh, but you go into... Are
you splashing around in there?
No, it's just like you hear this stream.
It was a steady stream of urine. That's what it's there for. It's a bathroom, you prick. It's not like I did it in the middle of the dining room. Go, hey, take a look at this. I did it where you do that. It's for privacy. You don't expect stupid to have a glass and his ear pressed up against the wall. Listen to what I'm doing.
You're making wee-wee.
It's not like I was out of line to take a leak in the bathroom. You know, and it's not like...
like the guitarist was out of line to do a guitar solo in a fucking concert. People do these things in appropriate situations. You're the one who's inappropriate.
I just happen to be there with my thoughts. And
you're the inappropriate one. You're the one who does things ass backwards, like entertain things you shouldn't before you take the first step and ending previous things. You're the one who does things wrong. Don't bring your stupidity onto me and this innocent guitarist who I'm sure is very talented.
He was a very nice guy.
He didn't clop you over the head with the guitar.
El Kabong.
He really should have. Then you would have been in a video and somebody would have watched it.
Yes.
There's nothing. Well, you know what? The little bit of time that I did stand up, there's nothing worse, or singing, and there was nothing worse than seeing somebody with a sour puss looking at you while you're trying to do this.
Oh, yeah.
You're like putting your soul out there and they're looking at you like, what? That's all you got? And you're going, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, oh, but this was going on. This was going on. Yeah, we get it. You can urinate. Yeah, you drank a lot.
I didn't realize that there were flashcards coming over
can
the
can you imagine
top
if I took a deuce? He'd still be in there trying to do play-by-play.
I'm only
he would have got his recorder. Let's record this for the show.
Play-by-play.
That's what I would have been doing.
Oh. I'm so relieved that we don't have to share bathrooms in the United States. Oh, God.
I've never felt so violated in a bathroom before.
Oh, come on. It's not like
I came in
and knocked on the door. Can I come in? You know,
you felt more violated
than
that in a bathroom
kind of
before.
Going here.
The commentary on you. You pee a lot. Okay.
I didn't know there was a rating system.
Yeah, seriously. You're like the East German judge of urination.
That's what I was going for.
Too much splash. We're deducting a point.
Really? I can guarantee you that if it was it was switched and I was in there and I was
really? No!
That's what I would have heard. Really?
The one thing I don't criticize you on.
Really?
Because it doesn't affect me, is your urination and bowel movements. I leave those to you. That's your stuff.
It could potentially affect you.
Well, as long as it doesn't, I don't comment. You know, I let him do his thing. I'm generous that way.
I know. It's like, that's a one way to, like, suck everything back up into your body and not allow it to come back out.
It's just so ridiculous and absurd. And he's got the gall, the out of touch with reality to, like, try to turn this around. Like, I'm the one who's behaving inappropriately by peeing in a bathroom. That's how out of touch you are with reality. Your therapist, your reality, your Facebook page, your expectations for musical acts, your expectations for bathrooms, it's completely out of touch.
It's just
you're fucked up.
It's just like I was at a stall at Belmont when I was listening to.
Well, that's usually where they let the animals go, so yeah, that's where you go. Give stupid some hay and let him pee.
We heard the race bell. Ding! Yeah. And he's off.
That was a long drive.
Yeah, Joe, I didn't know I was going to be graded. I would have peed ahead of time. I would have pulled over on the way down so I could have gotten some out so it wouldn't offend your ears. Well, it's not like I put a microphone to my cock and broadcast it all over the whole
thing. Sounded like you did, let me tell you. Sound like you had an SM57 right there. Check 1-2, check 1-2. Dribble, dribble, check 1-2, dribble, dribble, dribble.
If it was just a dribble, you would have commented on that. No, you were commenting on the robustness of your
stream.
Yes. You got a good stream, and that's healthy.
I never want to hear this from you again. Unless we're talking about trying to get online to do this show, I don't want to hear about anything about my stream.
Don't be ashamed that you have a healthy stream.
No, I'm not ashamed. No, I just don't know why you're giving me your fucking opinion.
I'm just because you were right next to me. I can't
keep it to yourself.
Listen to Niagara Falls going on in the next stall.
I should not have to take a piss and worry about you going, really? Yes, really.
All
really?
Right. Next time we pee together, I'll mind my own business.
There is no more next time. You blew it. Yeah, was your chance.
No, road stuff there.
No. Next time,
on the road
I'm
there.
First, Mike. I pee first. When I'm done, you may enter the bathroom. You've ruined it.
You want to know, we will be going on the road sometime.
Not if you keep this up.
Sometime, either the end of this year, the beginning of next year, and this will be long past, and that dumbbell at 2:30 in the morning in the middle of Michigan, get out. Get out! I go first.
Remember, you did it to yourself.
As I sit there in the cold, waiting for dumbbell to finish.
Yes, you did it to yourself. Now you will get assigned peeing times. You are no longer allowed to pee freely. You did this to yourself. I will say the things to you that your bandmates won't, that your wife won't, that your therapist won't, that your Facebook friends won't. The problem is you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, nobody says that.
Because they're afraid.
No, they're not afraid. They just have feelings for me.
They're dying.
I have feelings for you, too. They're called contempt and disgust. They have very valid feelings.
The chat has comments, too. They're like, oh, my God, robustness? What the hell? Wow!
And a Busta Urational.
96 was an excellent year for
apparently,
my pig. It's got a full head.
Yes. And some of the comments are, Christ on a pony, robustness! Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry if that was the wrong adjective. I don't usually talk about my urine. So.
No, I think they were actually saying that you sounded like Christ on a pony. Yeah. He was being.
You know, when he comes back, like that's how he's going to come on a pony, while being on everybody.
And that's the sound it will make. Wow.
All right, let's take our first break and come back with
anything else.
Our worst dad's countdown, and I don't know. Joe will pee in the main floor, and I'll go upstairs to pee. And I will blast music so Joe can't give commentary when we come back. That's what I'm going to do. He's ruined it. He can no longer pee freely. You did it to yourself. I don't feel bad.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejamz.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, cyanetradio.com. TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.